thankful for the moving of His Spirit this morning. There are just some things that money can't buy. You can't pay for that. Because I'm here to tell you, if you could, we'd be spending a lot of money, right? Because there is nothing like the presence of the Lord. I think it's isn't it amazing how God can take a song. It's just words. But it's an experience inspired by the Holy Ghost. And I'm here to tell you, anointing makes all the difference. It can take something that's very regular and make it very special. The anointing of God is an amazing thing this morning. And I appreciate, I'm disappointed that ones didn't move, but I'm very encouraged that Jesus Christ must needs come through Newark, Ohio this morning. He was here for a reason, right? And I'm thankful for that this morning. I just want to piggyback on a couple thoughts with that song this morning. This might be the shortest message I have ever preached. This is going to be a babbling message this morning, but there's some things that I want to talk about this morning quickly. And there are some things in the Bible that are epic. Heaven and hell are epic. The Revelation message, the seven gospel days, that message is epic. The 70 weeks of Daniel, that's epic. Jesus Christ being born to a virgin is epic. There are a lot of things in this word that are epic, but I'm here to tell you, there's some themes, some words that are just as epic as the stories that I just told you. There are many more. You say, what word? What word is that epic? Rest. Rest. I'm here to tell you this morning, there is nothing more valuable in this world than having soul rest. To a few moments ago, just enjoying the songs, sitting there having rest in my soul, having peace with God, means more to me than anything else, by far. Soul rest. Now, we all know that we rely on sleep, every one of us. I like to sleep, don't you? Do you like a good night's rest? When we first got married, my wife didn't like this. I had a pillow. She probably hurt me for saying this. But I had a pillow about the size of a human being that I put in between us because she would disturb my sleeping. And so there'd be this huge pillow. And eventually that pillow got banished. But it held on for a while. You know why? Because I want to sleep. And it's easy to get hot at night, and then you get restless, and you can't sleep well, right? I want a good night's rest, don't you? And so every one of us, we value rest. And if we're not resting, it affects the whole man. Do you ever get up after a bad night's rest, and you're already looking forward to the bed? You're like, man, if I can just make it. And you get in there and you're just like, oh, finally made it, right? I made it all day. I'm just ready for a good night's rest. Every one of us in here, we value that. Life is very, very precious this morning. Very precious. But we spend a third of it snoring. I want you to think about that. My wife says I snore, and until I see a video, I will not believe the testimony until I hear the video. And I'm sure she can pull one out, but she says I snore. We spend a third of our life, precious moments, sleeping because we need rest. And you know and I know that when we don't get proper rest, we're a mess. There are some of you, I work in the RV industry, and do you know what most of the customers have to have in their RV bedroom? CPAP machines. Does it have a receptacle? Because I have to have a CPAP machine. What is that? It helps you breathe. It helps you rest, right? So when people are having problems getting rest, they're looking for solutions. $64 billion is spent every year on sleep-related drugs, ailments to help you sleep, to help you rest. And I'm going to read it out of Isaiah, the 57th chapter, verse 20. Isaiah, the 57th chapter, verse 20. This is out of the Amplified Bible. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up mire and mud. There is one thing I can guarantee you this morning. If you're not saved, you can physically get all the sleep you want, but you don't have rest in your soul. Listen, if we strip everything down, let's remove attitudes with people. Let's remove attitudes with the church. Let's get rid of everything this morning. I don't even believe in God. I don't believe in Jesus Christ. Let's just get rid of all that this morning. How is your rest in your soul? I want you to pull it all apart right there. How is your rest? Well, somebody did something to me in 1987. Who cares? Get rid of that. How is your rest? Because I'm here to tell you, we are heading towards eternity. And you think your rest is bad now. I'm not going to turn over to Luke. But I'm going to tell you, there was a rich man who lifted up his eyes in hell. And being in torments, there is no rest for that man right now. He's still in torments. There's no rest in hell. But I'm here to tell you, he could look off and see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, resting. Resting in the paradise of God. So this morning, I just want us to consider, be honest with ourselves. How is our soul rest? When we think of tranquility, if you were to talk to people in the world, they would name a lot of different places where they find tranquility. I like to go to the lake. I like to go fishing in the morning. I like to visit such and such place. I looked up some of the most tranquil places on earth. I've been to three of them. Brother Paul Newsom over there, actually, we went on a big trip in December. He's been to two of them. Positano, Italy was one of them. Sedona, Arizona was one of them. White Sands, New Mexico was one of them. And as I thought, I've personally been there. And I don't remember some moment where, wow, my soul is at rest. Do you know when I experienced that? When I turned it all over to Jesus Christ. That's when I found tranquility in my soul. That's when I could pillow my head at night. What a pillow we have this morning. What a way to rest your head at night. Rest your head on the promises of God. So this morning, we just want to consider a few thoughts. I'm thankful for the tranquility of soul rest this morning. It's real. It's viable. It's palpable. You can feel it in your soul this morning. And so if you want it, I would advise that you keep coming back to the Church of God, God's Acres. I'm thankful for this place. What a message Wednesday night. What a message. Please don't make me laugh telling me we don't get fed here. You come talk to me in my face and I'll have something to say to you. Because I'm doing well. How about you? We're well fed here. We have a great pastor. And I miss him this morning. And I told him that. Listen, we only have each other. We don't know. We don't know what could happen next week. A month from now. We don't know what could happen. But I'm here to tell you, this place, I have found the haven of rest. And it's right here. I'm not looking for another. I'm not looking for another. What's people's charge for leaving? What's their charge? Brother Jeremy told me he went to visit someone and they didn't know he was coming. And he was outside the door and someone was praying up a storm. This is who we're worshiping with. There are good people, great saints of God in this congregation. What's the charge? I went over to visit Brother Bill Miller. I stopped in unannounced. I peeked in the door. He's sitting there reading the gospel trumpeter. This is the people that we worship with. And I'm here to tell you, if someone's been in your ear, you better be careful. Something is wrong. The truth resides here. And there are solid saints of God that I have confidence in this morning. What's the charge? What's the charge this morning? This is a great place. This is a great place. Don't make us be like the Apostle Paul and say, though I speak as a fool. He had to defend himself. I've been striped 3 times. Been in the deep. Perils and brethren. Though I speak as a fool, I more, right? Paul had to defend himself. Paul, the Apostle Paul, had to defend himself. There's always going to be that going on around the church of God. And I don't like to see it when it bothers my pastor. When people are saying things, that bothers me. I'm behind him 110%. Every one of us should be. You know, I was sitting back here thinking of my job. I'm thankful for it. It's been very good to me. But if you would give me a list of complaints, I'm here to tell you I have a lot. And Sister Christina works there now. And she can tell you of a meeting Saturday morning where it was getting a little heated. There are a lot of complaints I have with that place. I see a lot of things that could be done differently. And I was comparing that with where I worship. I'm so thankful. Is everything perfect? Of course not. Do some people get on our nerves? Of course. That doesn't mean we leave. That doesn't mean we give up. That's the humanity of worshiping together. And that's why people like to hide in their house. Oh, I get my soul fed here, do you? Because I don't. I want to be, come on, that was awesome this morning. Think of all the songs that were blessed this morning. I can't find that in my house. I can't sing like that. And I never will. But I'll find somebody who can. I'll find some people that's got the gift, right? So let's consider these things this morning. Do you have rest? I found rest right here. It's right here. Soul's been fed ever since I came to the Church of God, God's Acres. I'm a happy little pilgrim. I want to stay small, don't you? We're nobody. We are absolutely nobody. We're just little pilgrims. Serving a great God who allows us to be just a little part of the great church of God. Aren't you thankful this morning? Man, I thought, what if every young person could have heard that Wednesday night? What an advantage. What advantage hath the Jew? You're spiritual Jews here. I'm here to tell you, you have every advantage because you have the oracles of God. You have a congregation. I'm sitting here watching people during the altar call pray with a burden. What a blessing that is to have people that have true concern. There's just certain places I'm not going to go because, you know, when you turn on and if you watch the Gaithers, the mood in those videos makes me want to throw up. It's show. It's entertainment, and it makes me sick. I can't worship in that environment. I'm sorry. But I'm here to tell you, when I'm in here with the true blue saints of God, it's a good place to be.